I meet Kristen Backlund and her two dogs at her house in Potsdam, New York.
Hello.
Hey, I'm Sarah.
Nice to meet you, Sarah. I'm Kristen.
Backlund just moved here for her husband's job as an Air Force ROTC instructor. He's still in California and will move east in a couple weeks. In the meantime, Backlund's gotten organized. She's set up house, started volunteering, and is interviewing for educator jobs. And she's organized about her voting, too. Backlund and her husband are both registered to vote in Alaska. She's filled out her absentee ballot, but she needs someone to witness her signing it. And she doesn't know tons of people yet.
I was thinking to myself, like, do I go to the library? That seems like an awkward thing to ask somebody.
So she asks me if I'll do it.
So it's just saying that I am the actual person who's signing my ballot and who filled it out, but I need somebody to sign that they saw me sign it.
Okay, I'm happy to do that.
Okay.
Okay, signature, Sarah Harris. There we go.
Fantastic.
And that's not the only weird voting hurdle Backlund has faced this year. Her husband's absentee ballot was accidentally delivered to New York, even though he's still in California. So she had to mail it back to him. She thinks it's little barriers like these that can cause people to just not vote.
If I wasn't so determined to vote, it might have been more difficult. So you kind of have to take the initiative and go out of your way to do it.
A new survey from the Syracuse Institute for Veterans and Military Families and the Military Officers Association of America found that service member turnout is high in federal, state, and local elections, but military spouses vote a lot less frequently. Rosalinda Mori worked on the study. She says they found that when spouses don't vote, it's because...
One, they didn't want to vote. Two, that they didn't think their vote would matter. And three, they did not know how to get an absentee ballot.
Retired Air Force Colonel Mike Turner is with the Military Officers Association of America. He says on base, service members can get help from voting assistance officers in their unit or from the installation voting office.
That's all for the active duty member. Spouses are kind of on their own.
Soldiers at Fort Drum who need help with voting can come see Jim Garrett, who runs the base's voting assistance program. When I arrive at his office, he spread out all these forms on a big conference table. Absentee registration, New York State registration, federal absentee write-in ballots. He has this thick book detailing all the voting laws for every state.
And what it does is it gives me the ability to say, well, I want to stay registered in Tennessee, so I can go to the section on Tennessee and tell them what the requirements are, how they get that, and where each of the county voting offices is in Tennessee.
Garrett emphasizes that his office helps spouses too. It connects them to the same resources and gives them the same absentee registration forms. He said spouses come in directly for help, or soldiers pick up forms and take them home.
The system is designed to allow us to support the family as well as the soldier themselves.
But Rosalinda Mori from the Syracuse Institute for Veterans and Military Families says voting offices on military bases need to be more proactive in reaching out to spouses directly.
You rely on that service member to pass information to their spouses. And obviously there's a gap there. I think that at military installations, we have to be equally actively engaged to include the military spouses in that dialogue.
This fall, the Military Officers Association of America is upping its direct outreach to spouses to encourage them to register and to vote, even if it's not as easy as it was back home. I'm Sarah Harris.